Well, we want to talk about how we agree with many of the things he's gone on TV and talked about how business unfriendly Maryland is. And I can tell you that three years ago, I went down to Austin so we could steal some ideas from them about venture capitalism and angel investing, and received a lot of really good ideas on what to do up in Harford County since we have a military installation up there. So we learned a lot about what they're doing and how successful it is, and we agree with much of what he talks about.
Isn't what he's doing going to hurt Maryland and potentially hurt Harford County? He may be talking to some Harford County businesses.
Well, we're already being hurt. Hopefully the message gets out to Marylanders, especially the forgotten Marylanders, the middle and working class, that more and more businesses are leaving all the time. We are constantly in contact with people who want to move to Virginia, or when they were moving down from New Jersey to come to Maryland, then they said, no, we're going to go to Virginia. Your taxes are too high. Your business regulations are too complicated. We're not even going to locate there. We had one business that had promised to move 800 people there and said, no, we're not doing it. And they moved to Virginia. So it is competitive, and we need to know the competition that we're going to face. And he may be one person who would not want me to be the governor of the state of Maryland, because we're going to be competitive with him. Anybody else?
Let me make sure I get this right.
David Craig, DavidCraig, and that's Harford County, HARFORD.
County executive.
County executive, correct.
Republican candidate.
Yes.
Can I just ask you real quick?
Sure.
I'm
going to
go off. What do you make of
I first met him when he was running for president, potentially running for president the last time. When you meet with him individually, he's very good, very perceptive about what you're talking about. And maybe it's like sometimes when I coached for 25 years, sometimes the first time you step up the bat, you got to learn a little bit about the pitcher you're up against. So he learned a lot, and we'll see what he's going to offer. We have some very good potential candidates in 2016, from Chris Christie to Scott Walker to, and most of them are governors, people who have served executively, and that's the key, I believe, for a successful president anyway, is they should have been a really successful executive. And we can look back at many of the successful governors who have moved up to be president, whether Ronald Reagan, Calvin Coolidge, those types of people. That's what we're looking for. Eisenhower as the executive director of our Army. So.
Have you decided which Republican to support for the presidential run in 2016?
Well, I supported Romney in the last election in 2012. Again, we'd known each other for a long time, and we'll make our decision at some point, but I have to get through my own race first for governor.
All right.